Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are taking a look at the subject of sexuality. Specifically, our series this week is entitled, Lies Satan Tells People About Sex. When God created Adam and Eve, He created them as sexual beings with the intent of their sexuality to be a place of expression of joy in the oneness of married love. Satan, though, has gone throughout the earth since the fall of man and has sought to sow many, many lies into our fallen world with the intent of perverting what God originally intended to be a great blessing to people. Today, our society is filled with sexual imagery. From billboards to the television screen to magazine ads, we are inundated with sexual messages and sexually themed advertisements. And yet, they are based upon lies that Satan seeks to propagate in the earth so that people's perspectives of sex is twisted or perverted. God intended that the sexual union between a man and wife be a picture of love and unity, and that marriage was to be a picture of how Christ loved the church with intimacy, with delight, with desire. And yet, it seems that there are few people who have true clarity on the purpose of sex, and many, even Christians, have been influenced by various lies that Satan has sown in the earth about this subject. Yesterday, we talked about two common lies that have been liberally spread abroad over the last several generations and surely for the hundreds of years and thousands of years before that. But we can look at them in our own recent American history and see it very clearly. The first one, which we mentioned yesterday, was the lie that Satan tells people that all sex is dirty and defiling, and to stay holy, you have to stay away from sex in every form. This is obviously completely contrary to Scripture, as we learn in Hebrews 13:4 that the marriage bed, the place where God intended for sexual union and expression to be found in its beauty and love and celebratory fashion, is not a defiled place, it's a holy place. The marriage bed is undefiled, it's not unclean, it's not unholy, it's precious in the eyes of God. And yet Satan went about trying to tell people sex is dirty. Now, why would the enemy of your soul want to tell you that? The purpose of that lie, which was very common in the early part of the 1900s through at least the 1950s, was very simple. If Satan could convince people that sex was dirty and to be avoided, he would have sown seeds of discontent in marriages very easily. If he could get women to believe that they should recoil from the sexual advances of their husband, he could sow seeds of disaster and ruin in those marriages. If he could get someone who had been sexually molested or abused to believe all sex is dirty, he could effectually ruin their future, their life. Many have not ever wanted to get married or have a relationship with someone of the opposite sex for the very reason that they're tormented with this lie that all sex is defiling. When that's not true, perverted sex, things outside of God's boundaries of the marriage relationship, are immoral and defiling and unclean and unholy according to the Word of God, but those things have to be separated. Many people need healing of their hearts and of their emotions regarding their attitudes towards sex, because their attitudes are a reflection of lies they have believed from Satan. A second lie that we discussed yesterday was one that was popular during the 60s and 70s, that sex is as natural as breathing and should not be resisted any more than you should try to go without oxygen. This was a common theme. There were books written about it. It was encouraged that sex was a natural drive, like the need for water or food, and should not be repressed in any way, but instead it should be sought out and fulfilled without any hesitation. But we find throughout the Word of God that this most assuredly is contrary to the Word of God. In Hebrews 13:4, where we are taught that the marriage bed is undefiled, it also goes on to say that fornicators, people who commit immoral sexual acts outside of the marriage relationship, and adulterers, people who have sex with other people's spouses or while they are still married and they have sex with someone outside of their marriage, that those people incur God's judgment, that there is a prohibition against those things by God. So this lie that sex is natural and you should not restrain it or repress it in any way is not true either. God has a God-given boundary for sexual expression. It was designed for the sanctity of marriage, and there God intended for it to be a place of beauty and joy and celebration, enjoyment and pleasure between husband and wife who've become one body, soul, and spirit. Today I want to bring up a third lie that Satan tells people about sex. This lie says, lust equals love, and lust can be defined as an inordinate longing for what is forbidden, and specifically in the sexual realm, for sexual expression or sexual indulgence that is forbidden. Lust, that inordinate longing for forbidden sexual indulgence. When I was a junior in high school, I had a friend who was a senior at the time, and she told this story to me. And I remember even being a junior in high school, and I did not really know the Lord at that time, but I remember being appalled by this story and realizing the motive behind what she was saying was very sad. She told the story, and she was someone who didn't have a lot of dates, but she had a real crush on the church youth leader, who happened to be about 20 years old. And she had the opportunity where she ended up going with this young man somewhere to do some errand for the youth group. And they ended up together down at the beach. We lived in Florida at that time, and fell into a compromising situation with this young man whom she desired to have a relationship with, but he had never expressed the slightest interest in her whatsoever. And later she told me this whole scenario and how she wished that he had gone all the way with her so that she could have had sex with him, because it would have been worth it. Even though she had never dated this young man and he obviously had no interest in her, but it would have fulfilled her desire to be wanted by him. And I remember sitting there thinking, she's crazy. First of all, the young man didn't really care for her. I was very aware of that. And she said, it would have been worth it. I wanted him to want me so badly. She had equated lust with love. If he lusts after me, he must love me, is part of this lie. And then the lie goes further and says to the victim of this lie, you'll have to give in to his lust to keep his love or to gain his love. And she had definitely fallen prey under the influence of this lie, because she felt that if she had had full-on sexual relations with him, that would have meant that he wanted her, and then they would have had a long-term relationship, which she very much desired. The truth of the matter was, that young man never spent another moment with her after that incident, and the whole thing was a fraud. Lust equals love is a lie that Satan has told many young women. If he lusts after me, he must love me. That is a lie the enemy of your soul will attempt to get you to believe. This is what has taken many people down the road to sexual sin, because they equated that sexual lust for love. Women, young women, want to be loved, and that is a strong motive in their lives. And yet, if that lie is believed, they will end up doing things which will compromise their virtue and violate the word of God, and could result in some disastrous consequences, including out-of-wedlock pregnancy. God wants us to have His attitude about the subject of sex, and we have to take a look at the Word of God in order to discern what is true and what is false. God wants us to hold to His standards, to love what He loves and hate what He hates. And God hates immorality because He knows how destructive it is to every single person. Lust that is pursued and momentarily satisfied through immoral encounters always results in more sin. We have to take the stand with the Word of God and resist the lies of the enemy and the promptings of the enemy when it comes to this area of sexuality. Join me tomorrow as we continue this study on lies Satan tells people about sex. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.